Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, and also Vons, the furry fox folk buddies. We all use he, him pronouns. I can't remember what they're up to.
You have entered a temple.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. We've entered a temple. We're all on our way to the pilot room, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's been a long dungeon crawl.
You've been at it for like a day.
Approximately 26 hours.
Uh-huh.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is really glad that she tried to figure out what was going on with everybody down in this hole, because she might have been left behind again. Someone else might have died. Someone else might still die.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, and I'm currently melded with Sidroa, so we are known as Weldroa. At this point, we'll answer to any pronoun because, you know, we're a goo monster. And we're currently acting as armor for Odysseus, the Frymeath from the Green Day universe. And Sidroa is really, really excited and about getting to eat something. And it's going over to Wealthy as well because, you know, she hasn't had seed cake in forever.
Mm.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot spelunker. We all use he, him pronouns, and Grix is about to go into the temple. Or no, Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Willie's about to go into the temple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. As previously stated, we're generally on our way down to find the pilot room. And also Wizard Dave, who we expect will have useful things to tell us about how to maybe land the arcs or how to get more power. But last time, specifically, we had two more fireside chats. Vons and Shield had a parent-child conversation wherein it was kind of difficult to tell who was the parent and who was the child. Steamboat Willie and Alara played tic-tac-toe in the dirt, and Steamboat Willie lost quite badly. Steamboat Willie fell through a hole in the floor and landed in a little pond and found a temple. A black temple with almost no features, with black grass growing in front of it underground in this little pocket of rock. And the Green Day crew, Steamboat Willie, Frymeath slash Odysseus, and Baja Blast Vons all were going to investigate, with Weldroa, of course, acting as Odysseus's armor. And Weldroa was like, oh, hey, there's evil in there and we should eat it. And so they were all going to go in, and Jesse's mom sense went off and she joined them, and everybody was going into the temple, and that's where we cliffhangered.
And it will be safe and fine. And fine, not fine. Anyway. Okay, so on your way to be safe and fine, and everything will be okay, you enter the very tall, square arched entrance of this temple and go inside to the dark area, where it's not completely pitch black, but it was dark enough on your way in that it was messing with your dark vision. And at the very least, it looks like fog. Which, for those of you who have dark vision, which is everyone, is, well, almost everyone, is creepy. I am telling you how to feel.
Cool.
All right. So you go in, and this first chamber of this temple is very wide. It's only about 30 feet deep, and you can see another larger archway going into what you would guess is the main chamber from just the sense of open space you get beyond that. And to your left and right are two statue bases have a name, and I have forgotten them.
Plinth.
Thank you. Our two plinths, each of which contain statues that look like twisting, winding wire, except they are made of light. And you upon looking at them for a little while, see that the light is moving just very slowly, swirling around. The light also does not seem to cast enough light into this room, which is still very, very dim. So yeah, there's the entranceway into the other room, or you could poke around to find some of the finer details of this area. What would you like to do?
So the light coming from the statues doesn't illuminate the area around us.
Correct. At least not nearly as far as it should. Because we're talking, you know, there's this 5 foot tall, 3 foot wide, like cylinder of swirling trails of light. And the light reaches like 5 feet.
What are the figures depicted in the of the statues?
It seems constantly shifting, but Jesse, we can go with wisdom for this. Make a wisdom check.
That's a dirty 20 on a prime.
So at first it just looks like these are moving essentially randomly. Not quite a lava lamp, but similar. And it's just stuff that moves good and looks pretty. But you get the sense that this is some sort of the indistinct form of a creature, but not indistinct as in poorly rendered, but indistinct as in constantly shifting and changing. The tendrils of light start to remind you of tendrils or tentacles and less of just ooh pretty stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now that we're down here and moving further in, how is Sidroa feeling about the evil that we're down here to eat?
That we've gotten approximately 15 feet closer to it.
Okay, so it doesn't like make you... Okay. Okay, then...
It continues to seem like roughly the same amount of evil that I could consume or to gain access to its body.
Okay. You know, floating in like on Looney Tunes scent lines. A really delicious roast.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
I love it.
Even though he is problematic.
He's just French.
Now who's problematic?
The French.
There goes the French audience.
Good riddance.
If you're French and you made it this far, please do send us a rat at letters@primaryattribute.com.
Yeah.
Although they probably turned off as soon as Whit said.
If you are French and you were offended by that, please tell us.
Okay, then I don't, if Sidro's not going crazy or anything, then I don't have any problem with checking things out.
Okay.
Of course, Frymeath is the one who's walking around, so it's not like I've got anything to say about it, so I'm not a puppeteer.
That's just what a puppeteer would say. Is there a way forward?
There's a large archway into a clearly much larger chamber.
And this is...
But it is still dark.
Shrouded, yeah.
It's still shrouded, so...
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got, like,
You're in a foyer, essentially.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. But I guess my question is, we're in, like, a very literal fog of war right now.
Yeah, it seems to get darker as you look deeper in, and as you look back, it's kind of a gradient, but yeah. So there's a fog of war that gets deeper as you go further in.
Okay.
Is there anywhere to attach a rope to, you know, have a string back?
You could probably tie one around the base of one of the statues.
Yeah, so try to tie a rope onto something.
Okay, yeah, you tie a rope around where one of these statues meets the floor. It's a big piece of rock.
Yeah, a plinth.
So, yeah. So along to... None of you outweigh this enough that you'd be sliding it along. Some great force would have to act on you, and then you'd probably have bigger problems.
I'm also not planning to, like, I'm not expecting to have to pull it or something.
Yeah, it's just to guide you back.
Yeah.
Okay, you have roped successfully.
Unless gravity suddenly changes or something. Sure, okay. I'm good to go in. Anyone else want to?
Yeah, I mean...
That's what we're here for.
All right.
Gotta get that snicky snack for Sidroa.
All right, we push in.
Okay, you push on into the large room in the center. This room is extremely large, extremely high ceilings, tens of yards deep and to the sides. I'm not counting these squares right now. And there are columns towards the corners, clearly as roof support, kind of in a big rectangle around a center area, which has one very notable feature. A giant tube sticking out of the ground, built onto a base, and then it looks like glass, you would guess. And this has light, albeit a low glow.
Or a giant tube?
Tube.
Okay.
I heard two as well.
Yes. Thank you.
I pictured a Sesame Street situation.
I'm finally having you all fight the count. It's been a long time coming, I know, thematically.
This number two is the most sinister thing we've ever run into.
Well, it's the loneliest number since the number one.
I can't let Stroey eat the count. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Wait, what did you say about one?
I said, well, two is the loneliest number since the number one.
Oh.
But all right. Yeah. So, giant tube, cylinder, glass thing in the center that is on a short stone base. This thing's about 10 feet around. Glow from it, like we would recognize as being, you know, if you put like a weak LED in the middle of a cylindrical light bulb. I know, very immersive description. And then there's like a stone cap on the top. This thing is probably about 15 feet tall, but what's more notable is that there's someone in it.
Oh.
Oh.
Looks to be a human in a flowing black robes, although those robes do not move. And the human appears to be suspended about in the vertical middle of the tube. Arms out, legs dangling, head a little bit back, but not moving.
Either this is a person that needs to be rescued, or this is the kind of place that you use to lock up great evil.
Corbeovor!
Okay. I don't know what that means.
That's fair. I think I have a bloody nose now. Sorry.
Is the figure male?
Do you approach?
Yeah, I'm going to approach.
Okay, you clear.
I stay close to Frymeath Odysseus Wildroa.
Okay.
Sure.
Just for protection.
Yeah, we approach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the group advances forward. Mm-hmm. You end up in the center of the space. This light actually appears to have cleared some of this darkness fog around it. This room is more visible than the others, than the other space was. And as you approach, you realize that the floor around this tube is, in a big circle around this tube, is divided into, and I will spare you the time, 24 parts.
Oh.
Equal in size. And then I need wisdom checks from two people just to notice something. It can be any two of you.
I got a 24.
Ooh, I got a 30. That's 19 on the die.
Okay, both of you notice something.
Oh.
In each of these wedges, there are shapes kind of embedded within each of them. The wedges themselves are kind of a copper color, but there are black shapes in each of them. And as you look more closely, I want to be clear, these are two-dimensional and level with the surface. And you see, I don't know, cool Vons like step on the edge of one of them and it's just a hard surface. But there are humanoid shapes that look like oil slicks that appear to be moving slightly and it flows a little bit. Some of them are a little curled up. Some of them are extended. But for Steamboat Willie, it's like an iPod commercial down there.
Sure.
Wonderful.
It's e-ink. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to look down. What does Sidroa think about this?
That's weird.
Okay. You aren't related to any of this?
Wow.
Are you offended?
Did Wealthy say that out loud?
I was just asking.
I like the idea that Sidroa puts this on, you know, project. Turns on the PA speaker. Just because we look vaguely similar.
I just wanted to
Those
know.
Are iridescent. I am not.
No, you're not. Okay, I didn't realize they were iridescent. I was just told squiggly black stuff. Okay.
The iridescence is subtle in such a way that God may have not thought to describe it.
Okay.
Andor is making a differentiation so I can be offended.
Can Jesse see, like, what the humanoid shapes are? Like, I guess, can we investigate what the shapes, like, look like? Or is it just sort of, like, undifferentiated?
They're fairly indistinct. Some are taller, some are shorter, some are wider. But there is enough of a height difference between a few of them that you would guess that there are... Actually, you notice a tail on a couple. You would guess there's some, at least like one fox folk, you know, probably halfling, gnome. Like there's a mix.
Are these three-dimensional or are they laying flat on the...
The way they're moving, it's like you're seeing a shadow projected onto a wall. It's a 3D shape, but you're only getting a 2D impression of it, if that makes sense. like, just the way it's moving and your familiarity with, you know, shadows and the way silhouettes look make you think that
this is a shadow of something.
Yeah.
But it's black and iridescent.
Yeah. A little bit iridescent.
Okay. Huh. You're fucking me up here, man.
They said it's like an oil slick.
Yeah.
I understand that, but
are the images like do they resolve into cohesive things or are they just random?
It doesn't appear to have any sort of like they look like humanoid silhouettes, but they don't have any particular pattern to them. They aren't all in a certain pose.
Okay.
There's not a lot of movement, but
are we in Plato's cave?
Someday I should make that a setting, but as far as any of the Green Day folks can tell, no, you're not in Plato's cave.
Okay.
For example, you are not forced to look in a certain direction, and you are not bound, which is always a promising start. But you were asking about the figure in the center.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are we feeling any closer to the evil? Is this figure in the center evil?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, this whole place isn't great, but that's it for sure.
Can you eat evil places?
I've never tried. I'm not sure I'm big enough to eat this one.
Okay. Why do I have this sneaking suspicion? I'm going to say it out loud. Why do I have this sneaking suspicion that this might be the Wizard Dave?
Hmm. I don't know.
I mean, am I the only one who feels that way?
I don't feel like we're anywhere near far enough down for that.
Yeah.
But we don't know where Wizard Dave is.
Far down.
Anyway, okay.
Well, but like...
Laboratory, near the core, in fact.
Yeah. We do kind of know where Wizard Dave is because we have those of the high mountains taking us to where Wizard Dave is, but like slowly.
So at least we'll be able to confirm once you're there.
Yeah. So personally, I don't think that this is Wizard Dave.
All right. Then why don't we see what's going on with this dude? I don't want to step on those wedges and the shapes.
Is there like a any like loose stone anywhere?
Yeah, sure. There's a few loose stones. It looks like some of the flooring and yes, there's loose stones. You can make yourself a little stone path if you want.
I was gonna just like toss a stone onto.
Oh, that works too.
One of these.
The stone lands, clatters, and comes to a stop. Nothing appears to happen to it. Nothing appears to happen to the room, and nothing appears to have been triggered by the wedges.
How big are the wedges?
They each stick out about 10 feet.
Oh, okay.
From
okay,
this tube. And
got it.
Yeah.
Between
all of them form a circle.
Yeah.
Sidroa, could you like break off like a little piece of yourself and like slither over onto one of those and see what happens? Just like a tiny little piece.
Sidroa extends the pseudopod, kind of flicks it, a little bit of Sidroa goop, detaches from the end and falls onto it, and nothing happens. The Sidroa bit returns safely and unharmed.
If anything, it's probably a weight thing or a person, like sense of consciousness sort of thing.
A Baja Blast, aka Cool Vons.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's another name for me now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You do have the check for trap skill.
Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting. Ninja these days.
Sorry, not to interrupt the examination. I just wasn't sure if Adam remembered.
I mean, that's fair. It's hard to remember that you have check for traps.
And I'm not as paranoid as my counterpart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But so if you wanted to check for like, if it is weight, you have the skills to do that.
Yeah, let's actually have a look at this. Okay, so a check for traps. That's a d20 roll, I assume?
Yep, it's an intelligence check.
Okay, so it's a 7 on the die. Plus 10 effectively on a prime. Yeah, so 17.
You check every which way you've been taught. There does not appear to be a pressure plate involved here. You're not as good at this part, but you're pretty sure there's no magic like trap around the edge of this thing either.
Hmm. Well, I'm not going to say it's safe, but I don't see any obvious traps.
Okay, Steamboat will walk on.
You step onto the copper circle.
Uh-huh.
You're fine.
Cool.
You approach the tube.
All right, I'm going to follow.
Yeah, we'll follow.
When your DM starts following everything you do with, you're safe.
You're safe until you're not.
You take one step, you're safe. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go up to the tube and peek in. Look at this person.
The person inside looks to be human male, you would guess. The hood on their robe is in fact back. They are not moving to an eerie degree. And in the base of this tube on, basically, you know, walk around to the side a little bit.
Uh-huh.
There is an indentation in it that appears to have a crystal in it, but it's like the crystal is only half grown.
Uh-huh.
Like you can see it probably starting to form like a full kind of spherical crystal shape, but there's like tears, there's little bits that are further than other. It's like it's slowly closing together, but not at any progression that you can see. That's just what it makes you think of. The robes are black and nondescript, if, you know, slightly ominous. And Steamboat, make an intelligence check.
Okay. Ooh, pretty good. 23.
The degree to which this person isn't moving makes you think they're A, suspended in the air, and B, very much frozen in place.
Is there a label on the tank? You should always label your specimens.
Make another intelligence check.
Is there anything on the tank that says, hey, don't touch, or danger?
That's what Steamboat Willie's checking for right now.
I got a natural one on that, so...
Nothing has ever been written on this tank, or ever will be written on this tank.
Sure. Jesse has come up behind him.
Also, I didn't learn how to read the language here. That's
true. Been,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Jesse's come up behind him. Does Jesse see anything weird?
Make a wisdom check.
And I'm going around. Can I make an intelligence check?
Yeah.
That's a 26 on a prime for Jesse.
That's a nat 20, baby.
Huzzah.
Nat 20 lets you know that what appear at first to be decorative carvings actually look a lot like the strange runes that Cool Vons saw lightly etched into the archway on your way in. It's a language that none of you can read off the dome, but it is a language.
Off the dome? I thought it was a tube.
Off your domes. You guys get domes. This guy gets a tube. And then, Jesse, you realize that it seems like this should be encased in glass or crystal. It's not. If you touch it, it's solid.
Oh.
But there's no material there. It's like your hand just kind of stops. And squinting at it, it looks like an undifferentiated, like, it's not like this guy's actually suspended in resin, but like there's kind of that uniformity through the space. There's no container, as it were.
Magnets.
Probably.
Like the air itself just has stopped and no one can go through it because that itself is like the air.
Yeah, that's the vibe you get.
Okay. I don't think Jesse would know that, but I'm just trying to make sure that Aaron understands.
I can see Jesse intuiting something like that.
Oh, they just like stopped the air, man. That's so weird. Magic is so cool and scary.
Do I know any... Does this sound familiar to me? And can I work off my existing 20?
Yeah, I'll just love that 20 roll. And you'd know this stuff anyway. So this reminds you somewhat of a spell you've only heard of, because it's really hard to do, called Time Stop.
Oh.
You just freeze time in an area.
Which would, of course, freeze all of the air molecules.
Usually it's used to freeze time outside of your area, so you can do stuff. So maybe this guy got it reversed on accident, who can say?
Well, since Cedroa says that he is evil, and I would say that, and this looks like an intentional kind of thing, I would
very
say
much so.
It's been, this person has been captured, and I feel like I want to do something to let Cedroa eat this person, but how powerful is this person if they've been locked up in this way?
Yeah.
Is there anything obvious that says how to fix, how to undo this spell?
Nothing on the tube itself, but you could search the room, try to find some stuff.
All right, let's go search.
Or just search the area in general, honestly.
Does Wealthy tell everybody what she's thinking?
Yeah, I'm basically talking out loud.
Okay. Yeah, Jesse will look around too.
Okay, everyone roll an intelligence or a wisdom check. It is your choice.
Jesse got a 19 on a prime.
I got a 9.
Oh, looks like I rolled a 15. So yeah, on int, that would be 25.
I got 22 on int prime.
Okay.
I got 18.
Everyone rolled on a prime of theirs. Mm-hmm. So you all start searching around. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have this encase the entire area. So you all start poking around.
Poke, poke.
Poke, poke. When one of you first start searching this main area, which I'm going to call the main chamber, because it's easier. So the main chamber reveals, besides this thing in the center, there's not a lot here. It's very clear no one's been here for a very long time. But off in the corner, you do find what looks to, I guess, especially wealthy, but it's a steamboat and Cool Vaughn's also kind of interpreting it this way. There is a panel with space for three crystals, and it looks like there are, in fact, two of them in there. And they have a nice faint glow to them. One of them's red, one of them's orange. I'll tell you right now, you don't need to take notes on that. And one appears to be missing. And there is also a pretty obvious space to put your hand on there.
What is the shape of these stones, crystals?
Roughly spherical.
Ah,
albeit with, you know, gem cutting surfaces. What were you looking for?
Well, I think that the crystal over by the tube is, well, maybe not.
The crystal over by the tube looked like perhaps a sphere in progress.
A sphere in progress.
Based on the way it was.
Why would you need a sphere in progress?
Because you're an evil wizard.
All right, so we should probably go looking for a sphere, another crystal like this.
As you guys search further, towards the back of the temple, you find a space with a bunch of cubbies carved into the stone, a couple of beds, and what look like various personal effects, including robes and the like, that have been untouched for a very long time, most of which start crumbling to dust the second you touch them. They aren't in great shape, but I'm going to dub that space the locker room. And then you do also find the opposite direction of the way you came in, what looks to be kind of sort of ish another foyer, in that it is leading to another archway that you were guessing leads out of this place, but is currently collapsed. And then the last thing you find is a room that has a big stone desk in it, another one of those light statues, except this one is just made of pure shadow instead, so that's neat.
In a dark room, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, pure darkness. It's fine. Everything is fine. And much more of that writing, books that are ancient and have been rendered unreadable over time. And let's see. Cool Vaughn's. You're searching around back there, and you find... Actually, I should have had you make a different intelligence check earlier, but we'll just have this all be as one. And you find what looks to be... You would think it's a safe. You kind of had to look the right way and unfocus your eyes a little bit, but once you see it, it snapped into focus, so you'd guess this was some weird magic bullshit set into the back wall of this fancy office shrine worship spot.
Well, let's try seeing with our hands more than our eyes then.
All right, roll a dexterity check.
Okay. Coming from where I'm coming from, I'm surprised I don't think of this more often. But a dex check makes perfect sense. Okay, what did I roll? I rolled a 7. On a dex check, that would come out to 17.
Okay. You go and you give this thing a look, or a feel, rather. So you do find that it uses a fairly standard lock, and you can try to pick it if you want, but this also reminds you of something. Once upon a time, when you were looking around for new gear, you heard a rumor of a set of lockpicks that had been lost somewhere deep in the mountain.
Is that like when you lose your keys in the couch?
Why not? And from what you remember, this great adventurer with the Juvian lockpicks was headed down to seek treasure in a place described much like this, now that you think about it.
Oh.
Huh. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
That must be. It's fine. And, sorry, you got a 17 on your dex check?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, that's what you find for now.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep feeling around before I attempt to actually open the safe, you called it?
Yeah.
At casual glance, is this one of those things that just otherwise appears to be a bunch of rock or something?
It's like it was set into the wall, but set back a little bit. So there's like a small shelf cubby in front of it. And there's an illusion in front of that space.
I see.
So it's the real fancy magic version of the safe hidden behind a painting.
So we're hiding stuff with, illusion, basically.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe it makes sense to have, Steamboat Willie doesn't have that degree of understanding of illusion. Grix would be handy right now.
Too bad.
Grix is all the way up there.
So sad.
Well, in that case, I'm gonna keep feeling around, especially areas that have, how do I put this? We're gonna kind of echolocate a little bit, because I imagine that these illusions don't make the same, like, reverby sound that the...
I mean, you know that this is an illusion now, so it actually slips away for you a little bit.
Ah!
You can see it now, but if you want to, like, carefully be examining the edges or whatever to see if there's more you've missed, that's totally fine. Just letting you know you don't need to only navigate this by touch.
I'm basically going to examine the space and see if there's any more hinkiness like that.
Okay, make an intelligence check.
Looks like a 15 on the die, so that would be 25 intelligence total.
All right.
These have all been prime rolls.
Yeah. So you find a couple things. One, you discover that there is, in fact, a lockpick inside the lock. It looks like it broke off at some point and wedged in there, but you can feel like the broken end of it.
It's going to make it harder to pick.
Yeah. And then you also find a door that is tucked away that you realize would lead out into that exit area. So it'll get you close to that door going out of here where it not collapsed. And where the door out not collapsed, you can still get the area in front of it. And you find what looks like a smaller version of that magic panel, essentially, hidden behind another one of these illusions, and also like an actual sliding stone door that was also expertly blended in.
Oh, very Scooby-Doo style.
And you can see that there is a thin golden wire that is leading towards the direction of the other one. You would guess that this is probably a remote activation rather than an independent thing. Oh, and just because I didn't think of it originally, you or someone else, when you're exploring that back area with the seeming exit arch, do find a similar panel to the one in the main room that looks like it is designed to hold one crystal of that shape and size, but is currently empty.
We could go grab one, use one here, if this is a different system.
And just to be clear, for the panel that's in the office, there is no slot for crystals on there. It's just like the hand press part.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, Grix is my closest friend in this space. Gonna direct Steamboat Willie's attention to these machinations. I mean, he's always been pretty good with the mechanical stuff. I imagine he can figure out this wire and stuff. And I'll help him with it in a minute, but my attention's on this lockpick situation.
Yeah.
Gonna poke at that a little, see if I can get that lockpick loose and maybe substitute that situation for my own lockpicks and see if I can get in there.
Okay. Steamboat, make an intelligence check, and Cool Vons, make a dexterity check.
Ooh, bad. 14. Prime.
Your best guess is much like what Cool Vons figured out. It's probably a remote activation of that, whatever the magical mechanism is out in the main room.
Okay, but we still need another third crystal out there, right? Probably?
You haven't tried pressing the button yet. It might work with just two.
In other news, it would seem that I rolled a crit on this dexterity check here.
All right. Cool Vons, you carefully work your tools in around this other lockpick, and you draw it back out. It's a real pain in the ass, but you do manage it. And then you wanted to work on the actual lock itself, right? And try to open it?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll just have that crit carry over. So you clear the lock, you set the lockpick down, you pick the lock to the safe, and you open it.
Ta-da!
Cool.
Okay. Cool Vons, you do find a very nice set of robes. You find a journal.
Did you say set of robes or set of ropes?
Robes. R-O-B-E-S.
Oh, okay.
Robes, vestments, cloak with extra bits.
Yeah, well, no, I can understand somebody hiding ropes in their safe if it's that, like, kind of rope. But robes make even less sense, actually. Why aren't these just hanging in a closet somewhere?
So you find that, you find the journal, you find an orb.
An orb?
An orb.
Is it a graduation orb?
It is 100% a graduation orb.
I don't remember that reference.
it's like a bit that we just kept going, like, around the time that we
around the time of the Tentacats.
Yeah, and Dr. Graves' office where exploded. Yeah. There was a whole bit that we had about graduation orbs, and then we found a graduation orb in Dr. Graves' office, and
Vaughn's... Didn't it come up again? Didn't Vaughn's find
Vaughn
one in
stole Curie's? It and kept trying to, like, put his name on it, and you can't do... Right. Like, it doesn't work. It's like whiteboard marker. It just, like, rubs off immediately, so...
But in the, our group hasn't heard that story from the other
and like truly no one in this. I mean, maybe
Wealthy would remember.
Wealthy would recognize it at the least.
Oh yeah, Wealthy would recognize a graduation orb, but also Happiness has a graduation orb. I don't really know.
Kindness.
Well, kindness.
It's like a mind virus. It's like the meme.
What is going on with that? It's the I understand. It's that in Orcish, happiness and kindness are the same word, and so sometimes when Jessie is speaking common, she forgets that they're different words in common.
That makes sense. For Jesse, but it doesn't make sense for Wealthy, but, you know.
For Jesse, it doesn't make sense for anything else, but that's my excuse.
We keep getting the suffix wrong.
Yeah.
So,
Cool Vons, you also find a black stone crystal that is cut in the right shape to match the other ones.
Oh, shit. I just realized I should be writing this stuff down.
I'm writing it down. A set of robes, a journal, a graduation orb, a black stone crystal.
Yeah, you can just write black crystal.
Black sphere crystal.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a sphere crystal? Okay. Well, there we go.
It matches the other crystals.
All right.
And I'm going to say you also find a very fancy looking knife.
Ah.
It has one of those wavy blades.
Oh.
Ooh, like Damascus. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, wait.
Both like
is
that.
Is it Damascus or is it one of those like wiggly, spooky, assassin-y looking blades like that?
I'm going to say it's both. Okay. And as you move it through the air, you notice something. Actually, make an intelligence check just to see how much you tweak to what this looks like, because the analogy is slightly weird.
Okay, intelligence check. Roll 20 is so punishing today. Okay, 11 on the die. So that would come out to a 21.
You notice the light moves strangely around it, and as you look at it, it kind of reminds you of how black holes do. It's like the light's pulling towards it and trailing behind it just a little bit. And like your paw that's near the blade doesn't feel any force, but...
Interesting.
It messes with the light around it.
Huh. Well, he's not going to stop waving that around for a while. That sounds like it would be somewhat transfixing.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to say that's what you find for now.
Okay.
For now. There might be more later. Check back.
So the last time we were in a room like this, well, not we, but at least Wealthy was in a room like this, it exploded.
That's true. You haven't checked the desk yet.
You don't know that story, though.
Traditional explosions.
But the question is, has that crossed Wealthy's mind?
It just did. I was thinking, well, I'm going to go sort rifling through the desk, but I wasn't thinking about the fact that I got blown up once by a desk. So, yeah.
Oh, you blocked it out because that was with Aerosene.
There you go.
I think we've all metaphorically been blown up by a desk. This is occupational. Work trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's making me think twice about being in here because we can't get back to a good hospital, and we do have medical. We do have good spells and potions for recovery, but it's a little early in the adventure to be needing them.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go plop in this spherical crystal into the.
Yeah. Let's see what that does.
Jesse's gonna open the desk.
All right. Oh, for God's sake!
Jesse, you open the desk.
Yeah.
There's a tense moment.
Okay.
The desk is now open and nothing happens to you that is bad in any way. You see into the desk.
You're not entirely familiar with where that tense moment came from, but...
Yeah, you just
Everyone, she feels the like collective intake of breath and turns and is like, what?
Oh, we don't care. I mean, Baja Blast and I, we weren't around.
Inside the desk, you find another very old book, but you can actually read some of the lettering on this one.
Okay.
There's not enough to make it out super cleanly. There's a combination of one of the older human languages that became human common.
Okay.
And the squiggly language, squiggly runes, that have been making up the writing in this space. The book is heavily damaged. If one of you wants to take a real crack at it, you can make an int check, but it will be very, very difficult to make much out. Besides, there's these letters and also these letters.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I think Jesse will just kind of stare at it a little bit and see what happens.
Both of you make intelligence checks.
That's 15 on not a prime for Jesse, so I'm guessing that's not.
That's 19 on a prime.
A bunch of squiggly letters.
God damn it.
You do also find various writing supplies and other kind of small stuff, none of which appears to add up to anything on its own. And yeah, I think that's it for now. Well, that's it in this desk.
Cool.
Okay.
And there's a spot with just a handprint place?
Yeah, in this spot. In this office, there's a place to apparently remotely press activation of the one of you into it. It seems like a control panel. The control panel thing out in the main room.
Yeah. We don't know anything about this person that's locked up there.
I mean, except that, you know, Sidroa wants to eat him.
Right.
Which I think we should give Sidroa a chance to eat him.
Okay.
Me too.
All right.
And that's why we came in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
For snacks.
I should also say, Cool Vons, do you share what you found in the safe? Or are you doing the 2E D&D thief thing where you're like, it's mine. No one else saw this.
No, he wants to inform people as to like the robes and the what do we call it? The graduation orb? And, you know, all that. And he's obviously like flicking around this weird knife that does the weird whooshy thing. Which he's not sharing because he's like it's his toy. He's playing with it.
Do you like hear anything when you touch that, my guy?
You do not.
I mean, is it talking to me? No, not yet. How do you get stuff to talk to you? Like people keep talking to stuff around here, and I'm not entirely sure how that works.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
Yeah, I don't even have a good joke answer for that. I'll be nice to it.
Jesse will approach Cool Vons as he's like kind of being weird about the knife and be like, I don't want to like touch it, but can I like look at it? If you just like hold it still or like put it down or something, can I like look at it?
Like, yeah, check it out.
Jesse knows knives. What does this look like to Jesse?
It looks like a real nasty knife. Given the way the light's moving around it, you're going to guess it's magic in some way. Which would also explain why someone designed such an impractical blade. I guess you can at me blacksmiths that making a wavy blade is generally a good way to also make it more breakable. Like, wave is in the whole blade, not the Damascus steel folding thing.
Slightly, but not enough to really matter.
Well, basically, no one you know would make this kind of knife, but you would guess it's very durable, very strong, and yeah, it seems like it would be effective, especially if you were able to, you know, shank someone in the back with it. Like most knives, it's especially useful if the thing you are attacking doesn't know you're there. But it looks well made.
Cool, man. Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen these wavy marks on the blade, like, in fancy kitchen shops. Wiggly thing, well, that's mostly something you just see in movies. But,
an acting or something?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting you guys don't have, like, media.
We do have plot-relevant children.
it's this, like, weird, spooky, like, stuff that... It's just trippy looking. It's like when you wave one of those laser swords around and it, like, just leaves trails. But instead of light, it's, like, not light. And, yeah.
Yeah, you can keep touching it if you want. I recommend stabbing people in the back with it because it doesn't look like super sturdy.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like it'd do any good on vegetables either.
Uh-uh.
I don't think you should cut vegetables with like things that do that to the light just overall.
Yeah,
I probably don't want
to
chop it, my carrots with a doom knife. Yeah,
probably make it not very wholesome.
Noted.
Anyway.
He's going to look around and see if there's like a sheath for it or anything in the safe.
Oh, sorry. It came with a sheath.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a good idea. We'll just let's put that away for now.
Whoever put this here isn't me. They don't just leave knives open in random bad places to do that. I was working on a project and then I moved on to something else. Uh-huh. And the pocket knife stayed there for a week.
Uh-huh.
Did we pick up the graduation orb?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's
dangerous to leave those around.
Like, I can't remember the lore on graduation orbs, but what, can we tell who graduated from the orb?
Yeah, maybe the date.
I regret my decisions with that name. One second.
Oh.
And do they, like, live out of this safe? Is this their only change of robes?
Well, I could do humanoid finding with it.
These are particularly ornate robes.
Uh-huh.
You would guess this is someone to ceremonial vestments.
Here I am picturing terry cloth.
The date of graduation on the orb is roughly 5,300 years ago. Well, it is 5,300 years ago. 5,300 years ago.
Ah.
2-1. Jeff with a G. Broush.
So Jeff's probably not going to miss any of this then. Or maybe that was him out there.
It's from... You haven't heard of it, but it does say... Santeel Arcane University. None of you knows where Santeel is.
Can you?
S-A-N-T-I-E with an accent mark, L.
Okay.
Does that?
Broush is B-R-A-U-S-C-H?
B-R-O-U-S-H.
O-U-S-H. Okay.
And Jeff is G-E-O-F-F.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the exact 5,000 years?
5,300 years ago.
Hmm.
And how long has the Ark's been floating?
500.
So...
This is our first episode, in which case it's slightly longer than that, but at this point, 500.
So this orb is 10 times older than the Ark's itself.
Yeah, this space has been here a while.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be dustier.
Oh, and if... Sorry, we should finish the graduation orb, but after that, I need to let Wealthy actually make the check on the book. Because I forgot. So... Anything else you all want to find out about the graduation orbit? As you know, swirling cloudy light in it like the other one did. Memory serves.
Nah. Well, okay, then I want to make an observation. If that orb is 5,000 years old, and we assume that the person out in the tube is the person who graduated, then almost certainly that person was put here before the arcs went up.
It's a graduated cylinder.
God damn.
Yeah.
That was good.
So.
But yes. Yes, I think you're correct.
So, well, we know that the Arks used to have, that the city we live in used to be a fort. So it seems like maybe that would be an interesting historical thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the fort was put here to guard this person.
Maybe. But that 5,000 years is a long ass time.
5,000 years is a long ass time. So you put this person down here, you build the fort, and eventually the fort just stays, and the reason why the fort is there is forgotten.
Yeah, maybe.
That sounds plausible. Because none of us have, because I've never heard of this, and I went to university and I studied the history of the Arks. So that's entirely possible. I doubt that they would take this is a human person, and even with magic, how long can a human live?
Like,
depends on the magic.
Don't tell me 4,500 years. Ian, game master.
Oh, I thought that was a question to class, not to me.
Oh, I mean, a long ass time, like liches.
Well, I would, but.
Make another intelligence check.
Oh, for goodness sake. Just a second.
Rolling
dice. I'm never going to figure this out. Another 10. 19.
I mean, humans usually don't live longer than, you know, the early hundreds, but if you're stuck in a time stop, who cares about aging?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I doubt this person was here. I would estimate this person was here when the arcs went up.
Well,
because
yeah.
I doubt that they were 4,500 years old.
Because nobody's been here in longer than any of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that depends on who left this lockpick behind.
Yeah, fair.
That reminds me, Cool Vons.
Uh-huh.
You look at the lockpick.
Yeah.
You think it's longer than you remember?
Longer than I remember.
And the broken off bit is now smooth.
What? Okay, now he tries waving that around like he did with the knife, just seeing if it does anything.
You all see Vons waving around a piece of metal.
Let's go ahead and take the thing out to the take the crystal out to the keyboard, but we are not gonna put it in there until we have something, a plan to make sure that this extremely evil person who has been locked away for 5,000 years, at least for at least 500 years, until this person is ready to be eaten immediately upon being freed. If this okay. crystal even works. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
You end up back at the control panel.
I'm almost certainly going to have to stop being Frymeet's armor for a while, right?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Jesse exchanges a look with Frymeet.
what I'm suggesting is that while Droa leaves Frymeet as armor, goes over and like wraps itself around the tube. At the face level of the guy in it, and when they turn it off, we just grab him really quick.
Yeah, sure, that sounds fine.
Anybody see any problems with that? Knowing how I killed Aramith?
No.
I mean, we didn't know how you killed Aramith, but yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Suddenly, we have to wonder if that was diegetic dialogue. Did you say that out loud?
Yes, I did.
Does anybody have
any problems with that? Does it make sense?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yep. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna be a little.
Thanks for letting us in on your like grim machinations. That
guys. I'm gonna wrap myself around the tube a little bit higher than the head, so that as I drop, I don't accidentally drop and get like his shoulders. I want to get on top of his head.
You're like a rubber band tension around this.
Yeah.
Got it. So you like wrap around like the stone cap of it and are just ready to kind of collapse in and then down.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So Dra posts all up right. like that.
Should one of us Jesse's, be on the remote?
Jesse's gonna like go over and be close to the situation so that if she needs to like fight the guy, she's like right there.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. There's a panel to press both out in this main area and in the office. So choose your panel.
Probably out there, just so that we're all together.
I wonder if we have to press both of them at the same time.
Oh. Well, we can try one first.
Sure.
Let's all try to be together so that nobody's separated and we're all ready.
Okay.
Okay. I'm wrapped around, ready to drop.
We put in the orb.
Jesse's drawn. Dad, is that you?
Okay. You put in the orb.
Huh?
And nothing happened.
Well, do you
press the hand plate?
Okay, you press the hand plate.
Yeah. A
couple things happen.
Oh, okay. God.
First off, there is a rush of magic all around you. Second off, you kind of had to wedge that last orb in there. Didn't seem like it quite fit, and it gets spit out by the mechanism.
Oh.
As the magic is happening. But there's a swirl of magic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in this room looks like it was.
Mm-hmm.
However, it looks like the foyer and the back rooms, so that would be the locker room, the exit foyer, which must have a different name, and the office, all have shimmering fields of magic between you and them.
God.
And look different. When squinting through the field of magic, you can't make out too many details, but you get that the entrance and the exit foyers are now both much lighter than they were, so if they do not have a bunch of fog of war filling them.
Okay.
And Vaughn specifically make a wisdom check.
Okay.
And you're adding +2 for your listen. Actually, yeah, you're making a listen check because you have listen now. And you add +2. because you're a fox folk.
All right.
You're real good at hearing things.
So that's basically like adding 11 to 12. So that's 23.
Okay. For the back areas, you don't hear anything. But in the front area, you hear voices, although you can't see anyone through the field that has covered the entrance between the main chamber you're in and the foyer you came in through.
Okay. Well, I very quietly inform everybody, because obviously if I can hear them, they can hear me. But I'll just whisper that there's voices through there. There's, I don't know, people with vocal cords of some kind. Not going to make any assumption to anything else.
Jesse gives a thumbs up. What's happened? What's happened with this guy?
Same. Nothing has changed. He's still in his tube. Tubing.
Still tubing.
Also, one of the gems in that panel gets brighter and the other one gets a little bit dimmer.
Try it again?
Do we need to do something with the panels on the floor? Do we gotta like stand? Hey, walk around on those panels some while we're doing this.
Jesse like walks around on the panels.
The panels are cold and unyielding.
Okay. Not the panels.
And we can't get back into the office because there's like a barrier kind of or something now. Is that correct? Or
does one of you try?
Well, I think someone else should
try. Yeah, somebody should.
Jesse's still very invested in.
I'll try, but someone else has got to take over this station. Because like we might have to like both press at the same time or something.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, I go try to get back into the office.
Okay. You go, you know, put your hand up. You press against this field.
Uh-huh.
You think it would yield if you pushed extremely hard. When you try to stick like, you know, the tip of your neck through it or something, it appears uh-huh. to go through fine. But once it hits your hand, it more or less stops. Uh-huh. If you want to try to push through, you can, but it will be difficult.
That sounds dangerous, risky. Hey guys, it's real stock. Should I push through?
Yes.
Don't
break anything.
Okay, I push through.
All right. I roll some dice.
Uh-oh.
Steamboat, make a constitution saving throw.
20. Not a prime.
Okay. You take 11 points of damage as you force your way through this field.
Ouch.
Ow. Guys, I got squeezed.
Did you make it?
Yeah, but I got squeezed.
Can we still hear him through the...
Good question.
Not clearly, no. You think you hear noise on the other side, maybe.
Oh, great.
Does this remind everybody else of that one sci-fi show? So we just sit here waiting for him to come back.
What? No, I go over there and I press the thing.
You press the thing, you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. People in the main room, which crystals lit up, shifts around on that control panel. Well, which one's brighter? And a couple things happen. One.
Okay.
Steamboat.
Uh-huh.
The room you're in from the brief examination you had seemed even dustier.
Okay.
It is now back to its previous level of dust, like when you walked in here.
Hmm.
None of you can really check the foyer at this point. And those of you who are in the main room, there's suddenly a lot of people here.
Oh.
All wearing robes.
Oh.
Oh.
The tube in the center, you can see the base. You can see the top, but the guy isn't there.
Oh, hey.
So I squish down onto the base. Plop.
Make a dexterity check.
Me?
Yeah. Be sneaky about being a giant blob. Like, there's people in orb, people in orbs, people in robes milling about, all looking very surprised at you.
That's an 11. It's just very unfortunate.
And looking surprised at the giant blob of ooze.
I wasn't trying to be particularly stealthy about it. I imagine if the tube goes away, I just kind of plop.
That's fair, yeah. So you plop, and all these people in robes are looking at these new people, who you weren't there for them. They weren't there for you. What the hell?
Hi, hey. Hi.
And Jesse, make a wisdom check real quick.
That's a 16 on a prime.
Those figures in the wedges on the floor
mm-hmm.
are not present. It's just the blank slate. I mean, the copper is still there, but...
Oh, we're fucked.
And one of the people in robes comes over and says, Are you already blessed by Sonoth? Have you come to help us perform the ritual? And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Oh, God! Woo!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
This is a different system.
Yeah, I'm going to
play. Yeah, okay. Cool. Sorry, trying to remember something. No, I was trying to remember something about the way I set this up. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Making sure I hadn't left a weird hole in my plans. And to be clear, there's
a weird spherical crystal shaped hole in your plans.
Yeah. Gotta make sure all your spheres are in the right holes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a hot second to remember what's in there. Because I wrote it down. It's just a matter of listen, this place is a little complicated.
We did say we wanted a puzzle a couple
times
ago.
Okay.